Human activity is rapidly changing our environment, and there are some surprising consequences. Take the deforestation of rainforests, which destroys local ecosystems. It also affects the weather. From NPR's climate desk, Lauren Sommer explains.
In a lot of ecosystems around the world, if it doesn't rain, they're out of luck. But not in the big tropical rainforests of the world, because they make their own rain.
I remember learning about it for the first time, and I was just like, wow.
Callum Smith is a PhD researcher at the University of Leeds. He says first, storms blow in from the ocean and it rains.
And those trees receive that rain and it falls on their leaves and goes into the soils.
And then the trees use that water and release a lot of moisture, either through their leaves or evaporation. That humid air rises and helps create clouds.
And it's pushed along by the prevailing winds until it is rained out somewhere else on another tree. And then the same thing happens in this big cycle. It's called precipitation recycling.
This recycling process can happen over and over, spanning hundreds of miles across the rainforest, helping it sustain itself. In the Amazon and the Congo, it accounts for almost half of the total rainfall. But millions of acres of rainforest have been cut down over the past several decades, which breaks this cycle.
When we're removing trees, we're making the environment drier. And that lack of moisture that's a big cloud above those trees just disappears.
In a new study in the journal Nature, Smith and his colleagues found that deforestation is directly leading to drought. In the Congo, it could reduce local rainfall by 10% by the end of the century. Scientists are also seeing the impact in the Amazon.
The forest depends on rainfall. If you don't have enough rain, you don't have this forest. It doesn't exist.
Bernardo Flores is an ecologist at the Federal University of Santa Catarina in Brazil. He says the Amazon is also being stressed by hotter temperatures, and the concern is that the rainforest is heading toward a tipping point.
You would trigger this like a domino effect related to loss of rainfall. Then you would lose a large part of the Amazon. We wouldn't be able to control that anymore.
It would mean a huge hit to the world's biodiversity, as well as local indigenous communities and farmers. Flores says stopping deforestation is key here, but it's not the whole solution. Rainforests also need global temperatures to stop rising. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.